Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, Lori.
Wait.
I wish your name were longer. Lori Kilmartin, how are you doing?
Oh,
that's true. Hi. Let's talk about the pink elephant in the room.
Wait, first of all, I have a note to our listeners who are on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm begging you to not snitch tag people we talk about on the podcast on Twitter. That's happened a couple times. I've talked about someone special.
Yeah.
They've tagged that person in a tweet to me. And it's like, whatever your summation of what I said, it's not right.
Right.
And I know it's not right because I took an hour to say it on a podcast instead of taking the, you know, instead of doing it in 140
instead
characters.
Of the easy way. Yeah.
How's
it look from the cheap seats? So, yeah, don't.
My feeling overall is if you know, people fucking do your work. You can listen to this for an hour, and we know it's work to listen to us. We get it, okay? So let people do their work, and including the situation I'm going to tell you now, I don't need...
Anyone to know.
Anyone who wants to
listen.
You know what
this is? This is just for you, Jackie and Lori fans.
Yeah.
This is between us.
It is.
It really is.
You don't need to tell everyone on Twitter, you know, they can listen themselves.
Yeah, make them listen. Why don't you treat us like it's REM and it's 1990? They're still in high school. That's a musical reference that is probably inaccurate, but we've given it a shot. And when I say
rope me into that.
Well,
one.
I'm saying
that
we
terrible
in the royal
riff.
We. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm actually royalty.
You are a respecter of
monarchies.
1300-year-old customs. So I was supposed to be at the Comedy Attic this last weekend.
Right.
Although we're taping this ahead of time.
Right. So
I had to cancel. Now, you know, I would never cancel.
Oh my God. Even to say the words.
It horrified me.
Is it going to?
Before that, on Saturday, I had a CT scan with contrast, which means I took some goo and they looked at this thing. And then that night I had a show on top of Mount Baldy where I got to, because it was really cool, take a ski lift for at least 10 minutes up a mountain to do a show at 20,000 feet or whatever the fuck it is.
Wow.
And I actually got tired on stage.
Oh, because of oxygen?
The elevation. Yeah. And then coming back, so pretty. Mm-hmm. In both ways, it's so
Where
pretty.
Where is Mount Baldy?
It's like an hour from Los Angeles.
Oh, north?
And it's amazing. Yeah.
Southeast?
East.
Okay.
And it was just like a one-off show, but they might do it once a month. And oh my God. Amazing.
Jackie at JackieCation.com. And other news. Keep talking.
And so...
So you had the CT scan, and then you went to Mount Baldy.
Sure.
So
that happened, and then I had a couple. I got the results of the CT scan,
right?
And they said you have an aneurysm.
Can I say that when you canceled the Comedy Attic this weekend, which is now the past weekend?
Yeah,
I almost said, "Is it giving you an aneurysm?"
Ah!
But I did not want
because you
to
couldn't
say
spell
that.
The word aneurysm.
No,
that's
because
why, right?
I knew that it was. It was too on the nose. It was bad enough that my sort of... Right. I had to remember because I was texting. And it was brutal enough in text. I had to call you and go,
yes.
Could I be less sympathetic sounding? How about maybe when we talk to each other?
You don't have a lot of self-restraint. And I appreciate...
I totally restrained myself.
That you did.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that that's a lot of growth. And I am excited for you.
Yeah, progress, not perfection.
But it's not as much of a growth that's in my pelvis right now.
Right. So you have an aneurysm in your pelvis off of the aorta.
It's off the iliac, the left iliac artery.
It's 5 millimeters?
5 centimeters wide. And if you Google 5 centimeter aneurysm, the word mortality is like in the first sentence.
No. 5 fucking centimeters?
Yeah.
Okay, so my sister-in-law, who is colloquially,
I can't even do it either.
Right, whatever.
But I'm ill. You have no excuse.
We refer to her as the angel of death.
Right.
So she is a doctor, and I said that you had this aneurysm, and she was like, that is the rarest a place to have an aneurysm. Has she had, have they checked for other aneurysms on her?
Wow. Well, hold on. You see this piece of paper I'm holding? So before I had the CT scan, I guess for Saturday morning, I was like, we put a bunch of my mom's stuff in storage when she moved down here, right?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, $300 a month. And then every month they up it $25. It's like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I got to get this shit out of here. I don't want to deal with the, it's so much. My dad left so much. I mean, it's a whole marriage worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So I take a couple boxes. I bring it back here. I start sorting through them. A lot of them, taxes from 2010,
oh
stuff
my
like
God.
That.
Yeah.
And then I find letters. So here's a letter from my Uncle Jack to my dad. My dad was in the Philippines at the time. And, of course, the letter starts, we've been hearing about horrible things happening to American civilians over there. Take care of yourself. It's like classic Uncle Jack. But then my Uncle Jack goes on to say, I just wanted to let you know that I'm having surgery because I have an aneurysm in my right iliac artery.
Oh, wow.
Same fucking one, other side. And he goes, and I feel like he, from the grave, is giving me information, right?
Yeah, he is.
Of all the times to find it, it's the day before, or the hours before I'm actually having a CT scan for this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he goes, and to my dad, this isn't to be confused with dad's aneurysm, because my grandpa died of an aneurysm.
Wow.
It was a ruptured aneurysm. So I go into the doctors today. I'm like, look at this shit. It's genetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they are checking me out. I have
for other, because that's very rare, the pelvic aneurysm. And she said if it's over 3 millimeters, they need
centimeters.
If it's over 3 millimeters, they have to operate. And so what are they going to do? Are they going to put a stent or are they going to try to fix it?
Stent.
Okay.
So they don't open me up. It's a pretty, I just stay in the hospital overnight and they go in through the groin. It's a little incision. They're going in through a vein and.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And, so they're going to check me for anything around the heart.
Yeah.
But this is shocking to me because I don't smoke. I hardly ever drink.
No, no. You are so much healthier than
the other two
people in this room. How about that? By 1,000 miles.
If
someone would have some sort of aorta issue, it might be Kyle Clark or Jackie Cation. It is not Lori Kilmartin.
It's like, fuck, are you serious? You know?
I know.
And
so you had to cancel the gig.
So I'm sitting
brutal.
With this. Well, first of all, up until Saturday, everyone, every doctor, everyone is slow walking this. Everyone's like, even when I went to the CT scan, they forgot to fax the order for it. So I'm naked in the
in a
dressing gown, and they're like, we can't do it because it. And I threw a fucking fit, and people started calling. But it was Saturday, so the insurance office was closed or something. Then I found my piece of paper, which I usually lose.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, we can use that. But so it's not
what
urgent.
Piece of paper?
The one that says I'm supposed to have this exact sort of CT scan.
Oh, okay.
So everyone's just...
Oh, because they didn't have a reference to the scan?
Yeah.
You had been given a hard copy of it, and luckily you still had it on you?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, everyone, note to self.
Yeah,
okay. Next.
So they... but still, there's no urgency. And then... So they get the results of the CT scan this morning, and finally a doctor called me instead
and
of me leaving.
And finally people are panicking.
Yeah, people. Before this, I'm leaving messages, and you get an email. It takes 48 hours for a doctor to respond to your message, and it's like, this thing is, I don't know what it is, but it's in me. It's driving me nuts. And now I know it's bad.
It's a thing.
Right? So I go to, and then, even the doctor this morning, he's like, we're not sure if we're going to have, because I get this because I have an appointment with a vascular surgeon this afternoon today.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I had to get the CT scan on Saturday.
Yeah.
And by the way, my son had a water polo game at the same time.
Right.
And I'm fucking trying to organize this shit where I can get my thing and then get back to his water polo game and pick him up so he's not just sitting alone at a pool, you know, in Glendale with those, no offense, Armenians. And
no offense. Allow me to tell you about Botarock jelly at some point during this. Yeah, Botarock jelly.
So the surgeon walks in and he goes, hi, I'm Bruce. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. If he's not introducing himself as a doctor and it's first name, this is not good. Because to me, it's like, well, you're going to know I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm about to flay open your inside. So there's no need. And he's, you know, he says it's 5 centimeters. And the first thing is, I have a gig this weekend near Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Can I go? And he's like, he's like, you know,
it's up to you.
Yes. Oh, it's up to, oh, it's totally up to me.
Oh, it's totally up to you if you want to die.
He said, listen, if, you know, if it ruptures on the plane, there, you have minutes to get to the ER and you won't be able to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was still like, but what are the odds?
I'll tell you what the odds are. Even when the odds are in your favor, you don't play those odds. Those are terrible odds.
But I'm thinking, like, if I had known this before this Mount Baldy gig, I was nowhere near
anything.
911. I would have to be ski lifted down and bleeding to death inside myself.
Yes. Yes.
So
when are they going to fix it? So this will drop Monday.
Yes. When's it
people want to know.
So the surgery is scheduled for July 12th, which is a week from, it'll be this Friday when this drops. And it's like 12 days from now or something.
Okay. So it's a week from. Okay.
Right. And so I had my list. I said, can I swim? And he said, you could swim, but, you know, don't do anything. You shouldn't
don't push yourself.
Don't push yourself. And I said, what about hot yoga? No hot yoga.
No hot yoga.
That's okay. So swimming, but I actually have a friend, my friend Betsy Henry, may she rest in peace, died swimming. And I think it was a brain aneurysm. Wow. I mean, I just don't want to be in a situation where I'm all of a sudden floating in the pool. And if there's minutes to get me, you have lifeguards that have to jump in, drag me out. Yeah. That's 2 minutes right there. You know what I mean?
You can spend a week not swimming, but and then you might have to meditate four times a day.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's a drag, but yeah.
And I also feel like, you know, I immediately, once I had the fifth and the sixth open, I immediately filled those. I started texting people, hey, can I get on your show? I'm here. I might as well. Yeah. But I also feel like, should I be driving at night? Like, maybe I should just lift at night to gig so that if I feel a sharp pain, the doctor said, if it ruptures, you'll know it. And and then we can immediately drive to the ER or whatever. Yeah, so I'm not driving while I'm hemorrhaging
and,
if that happens.
How great would it be to just take a lift to all the gigs? I fucking
My
love
God,
a lift
this,
to a gig.
These fucking things are going to cost me a lot of money.
But that's, you know what? There's always more money.
Hopefully. Yes. Yeah. So that's the situation.
That's bananas. That's crazy that I'm so glad they found it.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely me pushing because I just felt kind of, I assumed it was ovarian cancer, right? When it's, you know, we're women and everyone, it seems like everyone we know has cancer, especially women, right?
Yeah,
we're just bumps
cancers.
And lumps and it's everything, right?
Right. Everybody's just like, how can we... kill you from the inside out, and
it's also
not,
what
let's
they
kill you from the outside in.
What they terrify you about, right? Yeah. They're just like, you know, do your
check
breast
your
exam,
boobs.
Check this, check that, make don't skip this, you know, appointment or anything. And so, and I know that women die from heart disease at very high numbers, and women don't take it seriously. But I was like, well, that's for women with heart problems, not me.
Mm. And now Uncle Jack pipes up.
Oh my God!
And you got
Uncle Jack from
history.
the grave,
letting you in on it.
Oh my God. That was kind of wild.
Oh God.
Because of this letter, they're doing these extra tests just to make sure I don't have something near the heart, you know?
The Angel of Death had this to say. She was like, well, her surgeon should definitely know that is a rare place for an aneurysm to be. It's a very rare place for an aneurysm to be. And so, because there's another one, I guess, that just
there's
goes
a right
to your leg.
Iliac and a left iliac.
Yeah, well, and there's the one that goes to the pelvis and there's one that goes to your leg. And the one that goes to the leg is more common. But if it's usually just right out of the aorta, so they need to check your heart. So, is that they're going to, what are they doing that?
Yeah, I have something. I think I have an E. I don't know. I can't remember the name of all these.
You
tests.
Got the paperwork?
I just have
you got
a
it
list.
On you so you can throw it in their face when they don't fax?
Yeah, something in Burbank tomorrow and then another one in Encino on Wednesday.
All right. You
excuse
ride
me,
to
on
the,
Friday.
You want to ride to the hospital on Friday? Next week?
Yeah, sure.
I'll drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know old broken bones isn't going to over here.
Yeah, she's all broken. And then what? Andy was like, well, she should make her mom take her because it'll keep her mind off of things. She'll have to load her into the car. She'll have to unload her from the car. She'll have to load her into the waiting room.
My mom doesn't know how to make a left turn out of the street, basically. She's like, I drove her to a couple doctor appointments yesterday, and she was like, ah. oh, that's where Hollywood Way. I'm like, oh my god,
crying out loud.
You've been here for 3 years. I bought you a map of Burbank and I put it on your wall so you could study it. My dad would have totally studied it. He would be there with his glasses making notes on the map.
Not, they're different people.
They are different people, but it still irritates me. So you know what? Yeah. Fucking keep this to yourselves.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't have to wish me good luck. I
wish
know
we
you
had
meant
fan
it.
Names for them, but you know what the names of the Jackie Laurie fans are called? They're called comics, or comedy nerds, like comedy, like
and,
hardcore comedy nerds.
Guess what? The second question I asked was, "Can I still do my my gig in Lake Tahoe July 24th?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "Yes." So, any one of you psychopaths that immediately thought
Indianapolis to Tahoe, do it.
No, if you thought, oh, let me go on Lori's website and see what gigs of hers I can take. You can't, because I'm cleared for the rest of them, motherfuckers.
Well, let me put my phone away. So,
Jackie, I respect your hustle.
Thank you. I am super well. Now, here's the thing: is all of this has made me think that maybe my three hippie doctors don't make one Western doctor, because
oh no,
because I've been super tired and I've got issues and I've mm-hmm. all kinds of. So I went to the parade of bone, you know,
yeah.
of people who read the moon and
yeah.
give me a pile of herbs.
One of your physicians is Karen Rontowski, correct?
No, though she could probably find out what's wrong with me as well.
I know she might.
She would probably tell me I need more iron as well. My chiropractor told me I need more iron. My acupuncturist today said, "What? You could take iron, or you could just, do you like red meat? Just eat meat."
Yeah, eat meat.
And I was like, okay, I can do any of it, none of it. And she was like, you're perimenopausal. What's happening? You know how ovaries work, right? Remember mm-hmm. how one egg comes out.
Yeah.
It alternates.
Bing,
so,
bing, bing, bing.
Right. So one of my ovaries is done, is shooting blanks.
Okay.
We're done. And then the other one, so every
the
other month
still,
I have,
the other one's like, I still got a shot
of some soaking, marinating in extra chromosomes egg is going to just drop out of my weird old ovary. And nice, beautiful.
It could be president.
It could be president. It could. Because why not now?
I know.
It is president.Yway, so what I have is a great deal of exhaustion, and I have a great deal of I have metabolism issues. Like, I've gained like 20 pounds in the last year and a half.
Oh, really?
And it's brutal. And I don't.
Yes.
I'm trying not to care.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also turns out caring.
Sure, of course.
It's a great disappointment to me, because I don't.
You're not just a head. You're
right,
not just a brain.
Right. Right. It hurts.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to
right.
be this heavy.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to my chiropractor, my acupuncturist today, and she's like, think about perimenopause. It's almost impossible to lose weight. And she's like, and then she's a 73, 75-year-old Chinese woman. And so she's like, well, eat less starches. And I was like, is that the old word for carbohydrates? And and her daughter, who's like 40, 50, is like, yes.
And her daughter knew your pain right then.
Right. But yeah, oh my God. Her daughter knows my pain. And I don't know. So I'm taking like mushroom caps and herbs and mm-hmm. just a bunch of, you know, I'm doing whatever. And then I'm taking Pilates.
I've
done four private
one
on one.
Dude, that's a lot.
And I'm going again tomorrow. It turns out my glutes hurt. But we're doing tiny increments, right?
Yeah.
It's all these tiny things. And I guess my shoulder has bursitis.
Yeah.
Whatever. It just means that I strained something
right.
months ago and I need to fucking chill.
Yeah.
So there, we're not working the shoulder. It's a great story. Let's talk about
comedy. I'm interested in this.
No, I know. But it's, so those are my health issues. I'm hoping, but I'm trying to exercise more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I have more energy when I exercise,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also very, very sleepy. So in between, I got back from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So the flight was at 8:30 in the morning.
I saw you tweeting. I'm like, you just had two shows last night. Why are you fucking awake?
I don't know why.
What
I booked
did you
it
do
for
to
so
yourself?
Early. It was dumb. It was super dumb.
Did you save much money?
I must have saved some money.
Oh, my God.
Because
it's not worth it.
They bumped me up to first class.
Well,
but then I sat next to this woman who had a very adorable Cocker Spaniel who I was like, can I pet your dog? And she said, there was this awesome pause. And she goes, you can. But if you pet her now, she will want to sit in your lap for the whole ride. Why don't you pet her on the way down? And then she will not, she's like, she will abandon me in a minute. And I was like, okay. So I waited because I didn't want to hold the dog in my lap for 3 hours.
Sure. You know what?
What?
That reminds me, from the commie attic, I had a 7 p.m. flight out on Sunday.
Oh.
It means I could stay, I could get right. a late checkout.
Yeah.
I was so excited because I love the comedy attic. I love the shows there. I love the pool in Bloomington. It's a fucking outdoor 50-meter pool.
There's
Where is
wrong
that?
There.
That doesn't happen that much.
Right.
Okay.
But Jared said he'd bring you back, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was understanding.
No, he was totally, it was so cool.
It turns out totally you have cool. a letter from a doctor.
Yes.
It's not Epstein's fucking mother.
So yeah. nice.
All right.
There's that pancake plate. I had like every minute of the whole weekend planned out.
I love
And every meal planned
it's
out.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, early morning flights on a Sunday. Horrific.
Yeah, it was dumb. But so the shows in Kansas City were fascinating. To
oh,
me.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
were you there Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday,
Thursday,
Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, okay. five shows.
Okay.
And it's their 11th week
wow.
of being open.
Right.
So.
Do they have like a full liquor license and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have, what they have is. They're building. They're not in Kansas City. They're mm-hmm. outside of Kansas City. By the way, flying home, also in first class, Greg Proops, two seats in front of me.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, because he had been at the Negro Hall of Fame, Baseball League of Hall of Fame
yeah.
museum, because they have four great museums, I guess, in Kansas City. So the next time I play Kansas City, keep this club open because I want to go back to Kansas City. They have that one. They have one of the only World War One museums in the world.
Whoa.
They have the Negro Baseball League one. They mm-hmm. have an art museum that's supposed to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a jazz museum. I don't like jazz, but I'll go to a jazz museum.
I like jazz.
Yeah. So, Kansas City. Right. The two of you can road trip.
How unimaginative Jackie is.
It's a, I like marching bands.
You did not save yourself.
I didn't. That wasn't a win. You're wrong. Lizzo. She was in marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her pull out that flute and rock it? Anyway,
yeah.
Here's the scoop. The
Sip
shows were great, but they were lightly attended.
Right.
And like Saturday first show was the biggest one, like 70 yeah. people.
Okay.
But the room is great.
Really?
Because Dustin Kaufman's the owner, right?
Yeah.
He dropped the ceiling.
Oh.
He put the nice ceiling in.
Wow.
He's got a beautiful kitchen, which was supposed to be open, but isn't open. So he's losing money not having
Ooh,
it. But he's,
right.
I think he said that they were making their nut. They were making their
that's
nuts.
So that's amazing to do it so early, right?
Super amazing.
That's
sort
great.
Of like Tom in
Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
In Glendale or Scottsdale or Phoenix or something?
It's right outside of Phoenix.
Right.
And so, which I'm going back to in a month or so, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but so the sets were interesting. I had a lot of fans came out. Jackie and Laurie fans came
cool.
out.
Cool.
And Dork Forest fans came out, and I recorded two Dork Forest on the Saturday. But here, there was an interesting show, both second show Friday and second show Saturday. You know, okay, tell me if you're in a room and it's full and there's someone not enjoying a joke and they make a comment about it or just they sort of harumph and fold their arms.
Yeah.
You might notice them if they're noticeable. But you will most likely not even, you won't even feel it
mm-hmm.
because of the number of people.
Right, right, right.
But if one person does not like a joke out of 20 people, that's a real percentage. And they're
that
all
is.
Sitting in the front two rows.
That's exactly the percentage I had of dying on the plane. He said, you have 5% chance on any single day that this thing will rupture.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's not. Yeah. So it was an old guy, these old parents who brought their 21-year-old daughter. And I'm sure she thought that it was going to be full because maybe she brought them.
Yeah.
And the MC has some very funny, super dirty jokes. This
mm-hmm.
woman, Anna,
mm-hmm.
She was great. And then the feature, squeaky clean, but a little, you know, adult content as well.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Nick. And
squeaky and adult?
Yeah, well, you
that's
know.
An it's an odd combo.
But like Brian Regan, you
oh,
know?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Just like
yeah,
the
Regan
topics.
Isn't, like.
No, the topics are. are for everyone.
Oh, I see.
But the twist, you have to either be smart enough or like there's with Regan, some of my favorite Brian Regan bits have this undercurrent of rage.
Right.
That is very adult.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Feels enormously pointed. And it's some of my favorite stuff. Anyway, so I'm doing this joke that I wrote on the run of Eastern Europe about condoms and about using condoms. And it's in the setup. I talk about how some guys say, I don't want to use a condom. And I say, would you rather... something along the lines of, did you want to have sex with a condom or not at all? Which feels better? And then we have a sex with a condom and our lives are complete and it's fine. But the guy, the old dad guy, like harumphed in the middle of that bit. And I thought about, like, I feel like Chad Daniels would have stopped.
Right.
And looked at him and go, oh, I'm sorry. Would that... Was there some social, like the social contract of I'm getting laid. Yes, I'm in on it. Does that mean that I agree to everything? Like we're going raw dog. Like we're naked. You could choke me. I have to take it up the ass. I mean, like it's an amazing thing to go harumph, folding your arms. No, you said we were having sex and now you want to use a condom. And I was like, do I want to have that conversation with this old guy who is clearly is already sad that he has to sit next to his 21-year-old daughter and listen to dick jokes at all? And I didn't. And I thought, is that the better part of valor or did I just chicken? I mean, would you have addressed? Because you don't mind talking to the audience.
I'm always interested in dissent.
Yeah. You are. You are interested in dissent. Yeah. I sold a bunch of merch, which was weird because there were
amazing.
If there's 20 people in the audience and I'm selling $100 worth of stuff, it means people bought something.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
That's amazing.
The shows I had this week were kind of stuff around here. And we at Conan, we worked on Friday and we, you know, are on a hiatus week. So I'm around.
Yeah. You showed up to breakfast this morning and then left.
Well, I got there. I thought it was at 10. I had to get to my appointment.
Oh, fair
and
enough.
Then everyone showed up at 10:30, but
it was 10:30, and then I was 20 minutes late because I had to run home and get Andy and bring him back. But
But the Baldy show was really cool. It was really again, the show itself was exhausting because
it's
like in a lodge, so you have to use all of your energy to just sort of
fill that space.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But the crowd was nice. They were good. I hope they do it again.
Yeah,
it was
me
really
too.
Fun.
That'll be great. I know that Kansas City, they brought the sound system is outstanding.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got really nice stage monitors. And because of the low ceiling, like I think they brought a real audio person. Oh, so everybody sold their comedy clubs in the last month or so.
Okay, so tell me, I've been hearing this secondhand.
Okay,
well,
so
obviously,
well, and
no
all I have
me.
Is I have kind of the same information you have. The Laugh Factory,
yeah.
JB Masada finally retired. I don't know. I think he sold the brand, the whole thing, right?
I don't know.
One of the Lakers guys.
Wow.
And then Ice House got
sold. So that includes Long Beach and Chicago.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then. Was it Bronson who wanted to buy it? Is that what we read on the thread? Rick Bronson from Canada?
Oh, I don't know.
House of Comedy in Minneapolis.
I remember Tammy. Is that?
Yeah, Tammy and Rick Bronson are married.
Okay.
And but that was Laugh Factory, I believe. And
okay.
Instead, they sold it to the Lakers guy.
Okay.
A Lakers guy. And then Ice
House. A Laker or a Laker executive?
A Laker executive. Like someone who owns the Lakers is what I understood. By the way, feel free to correct the gossip. This is some half-assed gossip, you guys, but it's a real clock year.
I hope everything's okay, but it is worrisome when big money gets into things.
It's all corporates. Laugh Factory, Improvs, just got sold. Hartman.
Oh.
Yeah, Levity.
Oh, so Levity bought all of them?
No, Levity just sold it.
To?
AMC.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Wow.
EWW. That's what I have to say to that. Because, I mean,
wow.
I don't even care anymore. I mean, I want to work everywhere.
Right. Me too.
But what are you doing? Like, this is not, they're not, it's not that.
I mean, it's just
a
like
movie is entertainment, but like, it's not an entertainment venue.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like you know, AT&T bought HBO and TBS. It's just like, it's weird to have. I don't know. A club should be a local owner.
It right? should be Dustin Kaufman.
It should be like the person that owns it books it, and because they know it. And yeah. If, and the person, if they don't book you, it's because they personally hate you.
Right. And it's then not- you can just suffer and just suck it up.
But it's
and be
not
sad.
Like a corporate decision. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing. And then the Ice House got sold as well, right?
Right. Ice House. But I don't know who bought that. It was corporate, though.
Wow.
It was someone corporate.
I wonder what that means for comics. Like you and me and people that aren't like Tiffany Haddish or whatever, you know what I mean? That aren't
no
big
I
names.
Don't. So wait, just because they weren't booking us anyway, were they? Did you ever get booked in Chicago at the Laugh Factory?
No.
Were you close?
No,
I was
I
never
mean,
even close.
But I do spots at the Laugh Factory sometimes.
Oh,
the,
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, but I mean, I don't know. I want to. I want to work all of them.
Well, I want
to
work.
I thought maybe one day I'd be able to talk the improv into you know, working me in one of their road rooms. You
really?
Know? I mean, I haven't put a lot of energy into it because I have like 5 weeks a year available.
Right, right.
Because
you have three jobs already.
But it's I haven't put a lot of energy into it. But I thought, well, maybe one day I can, you know, at some point I'll have fucking every week available. Mm-hmm. You know? But I don't know. Maybe that'll just never happen. We should just really now more than ever be on the hunt for small rooms that we can work.
For sure.
I mean, aside from the clubs that work us, I mean, like that thing that you put together for you and me in Oregon and say in Bend and Eugene
in Portland.
Well, I don't know about Portland. We haven't heard from that guy yet.
No, no, he's in.
For the brunch show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But it's not brunch. It'll be midday, but it won't be brunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, great.
And
fun.
Yeah, because it'll be, but it, does it have to be 1 o'clock? Time's your flight?
It's a 5 p.m.-ish flight, so I might need to get out of there by 3.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I'll double check. Okay. Because we're thinking, we're doing shows the weekend of Thanksgiving up in Oregon, and I have to be back at work, and my kid has to be back at school. He'll be with me because it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
On
so
Monday
you'll
morning.
Have to leave.
So we need to, I was looking for a super early Monday flight that would get us back to LA, you know, at 7:30, but they don't have them from Portland. They stop 10 places, so we'd have to leave Sunday night.
Yeah. And there's no late night?
I'll double check.
Yeah.
I thought there wasn't, but I'll look again.
But, well, just to make sure, because it might be a brunch show. It'd be weird.
Yeah.
But the guy seemed into it, so.
But you know what? Our fans are weird. They'll be into that shit.
Yeah.
Some
people
of them,
just want to come.
Some of them go to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon anyway.
Me. what I like to do is, it was people keep calling me, and I'm like, not between 3 and 5. That's comedy nap time. I don't know if you understand comedy nap time.
Nice.
But if I can, I'll stretch it to 6:30. All the shows in Kansas City started at 7:30, and it was so weird because they'd send someone to pick me up at 7:15.
Wow!
And I'm like, I feel like we're coming in hot. I like to get there like a half hour, you know, before the show starts.
That sounds just perfect to me. Let's change it to 7:17, please.
2 minutes later. Yeah. So I don't have any sets this week. And you know what Andy Ashcraft had to say about that? He was like, wow, you got to find some.
He's had it with you.
He knows. He knows that I become a little twitchy if I do not work. So, hey, let's do a break. A Max Fun break.
Hi, it's me, Paula Poundstone.
And it's me, Adam Felber.
We have a podcast called Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. It's a comedy podcast where we bring on experts to teach us stuff we need to know.
And by the way, the guy who came to tell us what to do when you encounter a bear never showed up.
Anyway, it's fun. You are guaranteed laughs in every episode.
You can't really guarantee laughs. What if somebody doesn't laugh? We'll get sued.
Join us for our next episode where we have an expert in consumer law explain to us how to defend ourselves against one humorless, litigious shut-in with enough time on their hands to sue us over our unfulfilled claim of guaranteed laughs in every episode here at MaximumFun.org.
The Cat of the Week is Mabel from Green Bank, West Virginia.
And then let's also do Comic of the Week.
How much time have we done?
33 minutes. Comic of the Week.
Mary Bacay.
Yeah, but Kate, and it's Mary, B E C Q U E T S Q on Twitter.
Yes.
B E C Q U E T S Q. It'll be in the notes. Mary Bikay, we were just watching her.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, really
funny.
I think
funny. She's our age, right?
And yeah, a little older, even.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
I know. Oh, here's something that happened in Kansas City. One of the young comics came up to me and he was like, "Are you really in your 50s?
Nice.
And I was like, "Yes." And and he goes, "I thought you were like 32 and I said, "Emotionally." I just wanted to say to the guy, "Are you just blowing smoke up my ass, or do you literally so bad at judging what people
they
look
can't
like?"
Tell.
Well, that's what he said.
When they're
I genuinely
25
can't
or
tell.
Under, they think everyone's 33.
Right.
And then when you turn 33, then you start getting better at going.
Bunch of local older
that
guys showed
way
up,
older
way.
Than me. Was Elliot Threat there?
Yes.
Cool.
And he said hello to you.
Yeah. I worked with him so long ago. It's weird. He's from like a Kansas City royalty. Like his dad was a mayor or some higher up or a councilman.
Sure. Big fish.
Yes.
He was
big fish in Kansas City. And he was a very funny comic. I worked with him.
They all seemed really nice. They were hanging out. So. Saturday night, everybody came out. And I was like,
"That's cool."
I sadly have an early flight tomorrow morning because I would have hung out.
Yeah.
Inman came by.
Oh.
And with his girlfriend. And
So how's it going for him in Kansas City?
It's fine. He had had a show. They had all had sets. They all had shows around somewhere. Bless you.
Bless you. So there's a lot of work in town?
So I think there's work like hour and a half out of Kansas City for people.
Yeah.
Will C. Do you know Will C.?
That sounds familiar.
He does a lot of USO stuff, and he has actor stuff. He has, like, commercial work. And he ended up, the MC got sick last minute on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the MC who worked the rest of the weekend, which was Anna, it was her birthday, like her birthday, and mm-hmm. she was like, "I don't want to do stand-up," which is never whatever I think. But
no, I have a set on my birthday, 7/16.
7/16.
If I can get to Comic-Con. Because the doctor said, "Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't go to Comic-Con. We're supposed to, my surgery's on the 12th, and I'm supposed
Can
to
Can I
leave
your hotel room?"
Wow, you are ruthless. It's unbelievable.
Can you imagine getting to go to Comic-Con?
Leave on the 14th
mm-hmm.
and, you know, stay there the whole time. I think, but the way he's just said you'll be pretty tired. And I'm like,
you'll be sore. It can be. Did you have some sort of injury in your pelvis ever? Did you get in a car accident or anything like that?
No,
or?
Just my son. He was an injury to my pelvis.
Well, that's right. That's let's not blame it on him. And
I got to blame it on some family member.
Well, not,
my
true.
My only,
you should blame
only
it on your dad.
Person is Uncle Jack.
And Uncle Jack, you should name it on the dead. blame it on the because on the 13th I'm going to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I got a call actually from Madison, Wisconsin. The local radio station was like, "Hey, if you're going to be here the 12th, I'd love you to be a guest on my radio show. I listen to the Jackie Laurie Show, WORT.
Oh, neat.
And I was like, "I wish I was coming in the 12th, but I am not. I'm coming in the 13th.
What? Why can't we work Madison on state?
Well, I haven't. I've done it twice.
Yeah.
But so I literally am going to land in Milwaukee at like 2:33 in the afternoon on Saturday. Ron Funches is headlining.
Yeah.
Blair Scoche.
Yeah.
Featured. And I'm going to.
Have you done their show at Genghis Cohn?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of fun.
But I'm going to drive to Madison. And, you know, it's a Saturday first show. Obviously, I'm not going to get a guest set.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to poke my face in. And go, "Remember, I exist in an old school stand-up comedy." That's,
yes.
Remember,
mm-hmm.
we've been doing that for 35 years.
That's what was suggested to me for the Ice House, to pop over and just say
now?
Hi. Yeah. I would do it, I think. I wasn't getting many spots from Jan, you know?
And so to re-meet.
Yeah, just to say hello.
Reintroduce yourself to the new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not too far away.
No, it's just Pasadena. 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
25 minutes. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I am psyched about my hour. By the way, it's coming up. Oh, and then I was given this suggestion. What do you, Tommy Ryman, today at breakfast?
Yeah.
Was talking about how some people aren't releasing albums; they're just releasing tracks, and then getting them played on XM and getting them Sound Exchange money.
Yeah, that's
the
smart.
Only I thought it was smart, and then I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, it feels more like burning material for existing fans, because some of the existing fans come out to hear the weird bit that I mentioned on the show, or stuff that, like, I'm playing Denver again in September, The Works, and I have probably 10 new minutes from when I did it in February.
Damn, that's a fast turnaround.
It's very... them bringing me back?
Yeah.
It's because I sold the place out. Do you know why I sold the place out? Because Denver 24/7 plays my albums all the time.
I know, but that's still a fast turnaround.
It's outstanding. I was a little scared about it, but now I'm okay with it because I'm liking... Like,
you
the longer sets
stuff.
Are helping.
Yeah.
I have enough new stuff that it's working, and the new stuff that the stuff that's not on any albums, right? Mm-hmm. That I was working on in February, is tighter and better. So I still think that people won't hate me. That I'm going to have at least 30 minutes that they might have heard.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Though my closer isn't working, I'm still doing the Tantric Sex closer because the new closer isn't working. Might have to move some stuff around, but
I found, like, this happens to me all the time where you start to change a little thing in a bit and then, like, the core laugh moves and it's not the same place it was, and the laugh changes, and it's I feel like sometimes it's like maybe this chunk has four great laughs in it, and when I try to squeeze out a fifth one, it just goes, the four go, no. Well, you can put me over here, but this line here is not going to work anymore.
Right. Right.
I have no idea. There's no, I don't understand it.
I don't know what the math is on it, but I can't seem to fix it myself. There's issues with where, like, I have the gender joke is fucking rocking. I have a new,
it's funny. I just saw a little bit of it.
You saw the new Schrodinger's cat line, right?
Yes.
That was the first time I tried it.
I don't get it.
I
cannot remember the Schrodinger's. I can't remember what that means. By the way, I just remembered how to remember Occam's razor about a year ago.
Right. Okay? And Venn diagrams.
Yes.
There's like three things that are referenced by nerds.
Right.
And the cat thing is, it's actually in the zeitgeist because Dan Telfer has a Schrodinger's cat joke as well.
Okay.
And, two people out of the 17 people Saturday Second Show four got the cat joke. The rest of them kind of laughed because I swore. And
so, what do you do with a joke like that? You going to keep it, or does it slow down the pacing?
It might slow down the pacing, but what it requires, that kind of joke. I had a joke back in 97 about Serbia, the war in Yugoslavia. Yeah. And it took 3 years for that joke to work.
The war took that long.
No, the war was over. Okay. Yugoslavia was no longer.
Yeah.
And I kept doing it anyway because I finally got the joke to work. And I was like, fuck you people. It was a Mall of America joke that they should call it the Mall of Yugoslavia, which would be two anchor stores fighting over ethnic superiority.
Wow,
that
Jackie.
It was such a long way to go.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of effort for that joke.
So far to go. But I'll tell you this much.
All right.
Is what it did was it required a tag. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Schrodinger's cat joke, I think, will
require.
What is the deal with it?
Yeah, what's
First
it
of
mean?
All, it's hard to say, and so you're right.
Schrodinger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so here's the thing about the cat. And it's hypothetical because nobody put no cats were killed in the making of this hypothetical math thing. Kyle, I'm going to need some nerd backup on this in case I get it wrong. The cat goes in a box. Is the cat in the box? If you don't look, open the box. The cat is only in the box it is either in the box or not in the box when you open up the box.
Is that like if a tree falls in the woods and no one?
What did I miss?
All right. Please explain. Cat goes in the box. Poison gas goes in the box. Right. Open up the poison gas. The cat, you don't open the box. Maybe the cat's alive, maybe the cat's dead. You don't know until you open the box. So as far as it's existing in the box, on a quantum level, it's both alive and dead until it's confirmed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just a really big piece, you guys. Hi, how's it going over
that's
here?
That's a lot for a late show Friday. Good luck on that one, JK.
First of all, I can't believe I fucking forgot the poison. Because it's not is the cat in the box, Jackie? What the hell is your brother?
The box. Maybe it's not in the box.
Maybe it's not
the cat's
box?
In a hat? Jackie, what are you talking about?
What?
Are you sure that's
someone
not
put a cat
Dr.
In the
Seuss's
box?
Cat?
Oh, my God. At this point, Dan Telfer is going, you don't deserve that reference.
And, he was he on the show at Mal Baldy with me.
He opened
Anderson.
For you in Mal Baldy. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
Oh, good. And I haven't seen, what did he get to do, 20?
Yeah, 20 or 30, I don't
yeah.
know. But
he was great.
Yeah, he was hilarious. But we're going down, I went up by myself because I got there late. I'm just like, these mountain people are like, all right, here you go, get on the ski lift. And I got merch. It's, you know, I'm like, don't let my merch drop. So
is it an open ski lift?
Yes, it's wide open, and it's like from 1940. There's no safety hatches.
No longer available for this gig.
Dude,
this one.
It looks so frail and feeble.
Yeah,
right?
I don't enjoy yes. heights.
I'm looking down. I'm like, all I can say is, all right, I would survive this fall. I would not survive this fall because the ground just goes up and down, right?
Yeah.
But I was by myself. Almost the entire ride up, just me in this empty ski lift that's like from the 1950s. Right. I felt like I was in this weird movie. And my son used to play this video game in an arcade where killer clowns would come out of an old. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
I felt like clowns were going to come and get me.
Yeah.
And I'm like over pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see the top of a pine tree.
Yeah,
it was really cool. And it was light out because it was 7 p.m.
Have you ever played Sun Valley, Idaho?
No.
It was a bar gig in the richest place in the world.
Right.
And they had ice sculptures everywhere.
Oh,
it was like
God.
Christmas.
Right.
It was so gorgeous and so beautiful. And you would get free ski lift tickets and free and I was like, well, this doesn't accelerate. So
I would never ski. It kills Kennedys and it kills Sonny Bono.
It kills senators.
And senators' nephews.
Exactly. So I got on the ski lift and it was one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the frickin' bunny hill.
Yeah.
And I'm holding on to the side of the thing with dear life. And I get to the top of the thing and the kid's yelling, just jump off. Because I was thinking about going up there because there was a place to go have hot cocoa and
sure.
see the site. And I was like, not getting off. And he goes, what? And I said, it's round trip on this one. And he goes, all right, I'll call down there. Tell him you're coming. And I was like, okay.
I could have been on that thing for 6 hours. It was so quiet and beautiful. But on the way back, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And so we're coming down Mount Baldy, and you can see all of Los Angeles.
Oh, that's neat.
It's beautiful, and it's
that's
so
cool.
quiet.
I wish it were inside.
Jackie,
I wish it were I went on a ski lift thing that was a little gondola thing, and that was up to the tallest Buddha in the world in Hong Kong.
Wow.
And it was an amazing, amazing ride.
Yeah.
But it was all enclosed, but it was like a mile.
Wow.
Like it was a 15-20 minute thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is gorgeous. It was really pretty.
I think this is a time for another Max Fun Break.
Let's do it.
Well, here we are. It's 2019. What's hot in dog news?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some hot ear news. According to the Los Angeles Times, the TSA is now deploying more floppy-eared dogs because they are less scary than pointy-eared dogs. Now, I don't want to call out the Los Angeles Times, but already a typo in the headline should be sticky uppy ears.
That is true.
You know.
But did you also know that Ford has created a concept dog crate that cancels out the noise of fireworks?
I mean, it's about time.
Yeah,
right?
About time.
Ford, what have you been doing up until now?
Nothing.
Did you know that dogs can smell 40 times better than humans, which I do believe means they can smell crime.
It is hot 2019. For all your dog needs, come on over to Can I Pet Your Dog every Tuesday.
And we're back, you guys. It was a Max Fun Break. Who's to say? Are you guys all throwing money at Max Fun or Patreon? Or
I hope they are.
My Venmo?
Well,
something.
No, your Venmo? Jeez. No. That descended quickly into
just handing
just
me
Jackie.
Cash. Just someone, a couple of bucks.
Please subscribe to Max Fun if you can.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps us out.
It does help us.
Let them know that we
did you
sent
send them
you there.
Your W-9?
No.
Nope. I've already received a check from them.
You have?
Yeah, I sent you a picture. What? Oh, you're impressed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys understand. I don't think you understand. This is what I do for a living. I don't know. I don't know what your primary incomes are, but mine is absolutely everything I do. That's my primary income.
Oh, we did. You know, a club closed, and it was.
Which one?
One in Houston.
Oh, that. Oh.
Well, listen, it was. Listen.
Again, don't tag shit on Twitter. We're talking to you.
I think they listen to our podcast.
Oh, no, but I know, but I
yeah,
well,
but people
I don't want...
just, you know, whatever. Everyone's been, it's hard to lose a business.
Yep.
It's very hard.
More will be revealed.
And I was like the second to last weekend there, I think.
I thought you were the last.
I think Ada Rodriguez was right
was
after
the
me.
One. Oh, was that, that's right.
Yeah. And so, you know, I got a notification that the check had bounced from the club manager, the club owner, which is not common. Usually have at this point moved to Mexico.
Casey, by the way?
Yeah.
Paid me a cashier's check.
Yes.
11 weeks. He was like, we're not playing right now.
That's
we're just
going
to pay comics.
But,
I was like, thank
so
you.
So I did get paid. Mm-hmm. It was a little delayed. It was PayPal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And all is well. But I feel bad that the club isn't open anymore. And of course, I mean, I think the club in Minneapolis went down as well, right?
Right. There's one in Minneapolis, one in Houston.
Yeah.
And then there was that other club in Portland that bounced a check.
Barry's, yeah.
The Harvey's.
Yeah, Harvey's. Yeah, Barry's the guy.
That used
Barry,
to own
he
it.
Used to own it. I right, don't know why I'm still blaming him.
Don't blame him. He was a crazy person.
I mean, he paid shitty, but they didn't bounce.
Right, they never bounced because he paid so low.
Yeah. Why would you bounce a $25 check?
Yeah, how are you going to bounce rolls of quarters? It's going to be fine.
When I was looking through all these boxes, I found a contract for one-nighters I was doing in the early 90s. Four one-nighters in Northern California, Eureka, up in that area.
Okay.
$500 plus hotels.
Four nights, yep. $500.
Yeah,
featuring. Plus hotels, though.
90, 91, 92.
Yeah. That's
I know.
Yeah, the price has not gone up.
I know.
Exactly.
Shocking. It's
what's
shocking.
What's that Visalia room pay? About that? Or do they pass a hat?
They're a hat.
The idea of a hat makes my blood boil. And. Okay.
Does. Does a hat pay more on sometimes on one-nighters?
Sometimes a hat will pay more.
100%. I'll take a hat over a check a lot. I will take a hat over a check a lot.
Yeah.
Kyle Clark, find him.
Do you know Phil Griffiths in the Bay Area? He runs a room in Half Moon Bay, and it's a one-nighter, and they do a hat. And he says they make more money than if they'd charge a cover.
100%.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
I don't want to spend my last years on earth
counting
holding
on a
out
hat.
A hat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who knows where this business is going? It's going big corporate and
hats.
Yeah, and hats.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But, you know what
hedge funds and hats.
Jackie Cation never wanted to own a haberdashery. How about that? And so that's an Andy Kindler joke. I feel like that'd be something Andy Kindler would say. It would be a haberdashery reference. So He really would.
Haberdashery.
Where are we at? How are we doing?
50. We got 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So I need sets. I don't have any shows.
Jesus. That was...
I don't have any shows.
Wow. I need to replay that one because that sounded different.
Sex?
It sounded like you said sex.
I don't need sex. It's all working out.
Why does Andy want you out of the house? I don't know. You seem like such a charming, pleasant lady.
When I come back to the house, I'm in such a good mood from doing shows and from
I see.
I'm awake.
Yeah.
I'm available for.
So that's all it takes is if you're awake.
Well, no,
it's happening.
Well, you know how you're kind of buzzed coming
sure.
back from a set.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you think, hey, sexy times.
Oh, I know. I think, let me finish watching The Sopranos.
Right. That's right. You are watching. Okay. So my sister calls me and says, hey, there's a book about Frank Balestrieri out. And I was like,
who?
And Frank Balestrieri is the Milwaukee version of the mob.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me.
Oh, did
about
we?
That.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got. What do you guys got?
Nipped it in the bud, Kyle.
Good call. Good call. You're not wrong. You're correct to put the kibosh on that. What? Who else? So Will C hosted that one night mm-hmm. in Thursday in Kansas City, and he talked about doing USO shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, do you only bring, because he's a veteran. I was like, do you only bring veterans? And he said, no. And I said, I will go. I need a...
Does USO pays better than Department of Defense, right?
Armed Forces Entertainment is the only one I've ever gone on. I believe that USO pays better than all of it.
Right. Because USO isn't a government thing.
I don't know.
I think Armed Forces Entertainment is directly tied to the government, and USO isn't.
Fair enough.
Do they, like...
Did Bob Hope co-found... There was an elbow squeezer. Let's talk about... Any... You want to change the name of the podcast to What's Louis C.K. Doing This Week? Because there was some huge... Everybody kept sending us, like... There was some new... Well, you posted an article about him.
Oh, yeah. No, somebody wrote. It was a good article about how... Well, we're not...
Because he's in on the improvs now. He's doing the improvs.
Oh, yeah. He's in it with the improvs.
Yeah. I think he's working a couple of...
Sure.
Yeah. Sold
out. I mean, it's... I can't get mad that he's working. It's not my energy.
It's taking up valuable real estate in my brain. I can't possibly care anymore.
You know, honestly, though, I just want you and me to be working, and our funny, funny friends to be working, and our funny female friends to be working. And there's still constant evidence that women aren't, you know, female headliners aren't being booked in commensurate numbers as to their existence.
I genuinely love Ann Arbor's policy of one woman comic per month headlining.
That's great. Yeah. I almost think you need some sort of EEOC guidelines now. Yeah. There has to be a quota, because people are just not doing it, and they're not being shamed into it. They don't seem to give a fuck, and they're not embarrassed by their calendars if there are only men on them, and there's one woman and she's the MC, and you know, like, it's not enough, and they don't seem to give a shit.
Right.
I don't know what to do. And, but if we you know, actively call it out, we're not going to work anywhere.
Right. Right.
So we're in a fucking bind that way.
Right. Because I want to work on this hour. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about calling Jason Van Glass and seeing if he'll let me do a Vermont Clubhouse week. He will. He was nice enough to do it. I don't know if I want to drive to Vermont in the middle of the day. But there's usually, like, the one week I did do it, I did it like a couple of years ago right before.
This is in Los Angeles, not in Vermont.
Oh, right.
Just
Vermont.
To clarify
our
many foreign listeners.
Oh, I know. Our many. And the Vermont. Oh, I forgot to send avails fast enough for Vermont. He sent me
options. I got a weekend in Vermont.
Did you get one?
Yeah, in October.
Well played.
Thank you. Whoops. That was the most embarrassing high five ever.
Was it worse than me thinking the cat wasn't in the box? I don't know. Kyle. Yes.
This is a very Jackie Cation episode of Jackie and Lori.
It's I'm just so tired. I can't even hit your hand when we do a high five. So October in Vermont.
Yeah.
That'll be beautiful.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Get yourself some maple syrup and a pancake. Rock on.
Okay. Thanks. That's a great party idea.
Well, I know how to party. I'm not a huge fan of pancakes, but I like a pancake sometimes.
Oh.
You love pancakes.
I do. And it's one of your favorite foods. Last time I was there, somebody gave me like Vermont pancake mix, which I've made many times. I kept it all in New York and I make it there. And
okay.
Jackie, I've flown so much recently.
Yeah.
I could have exploded on any of these flights.
Right, right. Which is, I'm glad you're not, quite honestly, I'm glad you're not going. Though I did think it was funny that you were like, have you been, should I recommend you at the
Well,
at
I was
the
trying
attic?
To come up with names.
Right.
And
I gave you names. And I.
One of our friends was available. What was cool is so many of our female headliner friends were not available this weekend. Thank God. They were all booked.
They were all working.
Somebody who should have been was available, but she should be working. So I gave her.
East Coast or?
No, our coast.
Okay.
And I gave Jared her number, but he went with a local person because
it's 4th of July weekend.
Fucking flights. That's why I was going to fly out on the 4th of July during fireworks. That's when I got my plane ticket because it's so much cheaper than flying out on the 5th of July.
Yeah.
So to get somebody to fly out with 2 days' notice is ridiculous. So
so he's just going local.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
But Eleanor Kerrigan?
Oh, yeah, she's funny. She's been one of us. She's been a comic of the week.
Weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
At the club you just left?
Yeah, the club just left. So
she's going to crush.
Yeah, she's going to crush. It'll be... it was such a well-run club for it being 11 weeks in. And they were all pretty sad about the kitchen, obviously. But they were like, you know what? How can I help?
Better the kitchen than the bar.
Yeah. I suppose, right?
Yeah, if you're a club, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen looked really nice, though. He was showing me around.
Not for you, not for me, not for eaters.
Right.
But for,
But for drinkers.
Yeah, drinkers.
People love to drink.
You don't need a kitchen to open a bag of potato chips.
Right. They can't even serve potato chips.
Because, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because they need the health department to come through.
Oh.
So
all right.
they can't even have popcorn and Costco taquitos.
I have to get blood tests tomorrow morning, so I have to be on an 8-hour fast. And I gorged myself at 7:25 tonight.
Right.
And I feel so gross
because you are full.
I'm full.
So is there really a show with Jackie Fabulous on Friday this week?
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Believe me, I hit her up the moment I realized I wasn't going to the Comedy Attic.
I think I might have lost it because I told her to email me with it.
Yeah.
And I think she booked everybody else on the thread.
Yeah, I think she did. And I came in late and I said, I'll even just do 5 minutes, please.
She's been cracking me up on the thread, Jackie Fabulous. Yeah.
She's doing well on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So watch her. And I think there's a chance to vote at some point, right?
Probably
for the public. So do vote for Jackie Fabulous because she's really funny. She's a great lady
and a great comic.
Totally makes a huge difference in a comic's life if they can do well on that show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.